The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Ian is in Tryon, North Carolina. Good morning, Ian. I passed through your fine town over on Sunday, passed through on the way back home from Western North Carolina. It was a beautiful day Sunday.
It was a beautiful day on Sunday. I was up in the Asheville area and fighting the traffic to get back to Tryon around about 5 o'clock or so, but it's certainly a beautiful place we live in, and Tryon is a fantastic place in which to live. We are very fortunate to be here.
Oh, Tryon is one of my favorite places. I mean, what a quaint little town. Just love it, and you know, got some good restaurants up there too.
We do. We're very fortunate indeed, and lots of arts and crafts going on, etc.
Yes.
In reference to the current subject matter, I mean, I think the father in question is brave. I think he's brave to bring it to the public eye. I think if you're a public figure, then you have a responsibility to say what you believe in, and obviously Biden is saying things that he believes in outside of the church by his actions and his voting record. He's apparently changed his mind, as you mentioned earlier, for political reasons, potentially, one would think. I hope the church stands behind the priest. I do think that if, you know, in reference to going to confession, etc., and then receiving communion, if you've gone to confession and confessed your sins and been forgiven, as we do as Catholics, then you have the ability to and the right to receive communion. I think in this case, Biden again is a public figure. He's making public statements which are contrary to what the church teaches. So I believe the priest made the right call. I think he's brave. I hope he gets stood behind. I think he should be.
I agree, and I think the church will stand behind him. I agree with the caller earlier this morning, Ian, who said just that. You know, if the church truly believes what they profess to believe, then they have to stand behind this priest, and they have to stand behind the church's teachings. And this is just a great opportunity for the Catholic Church to be heard loud and clear.
I agree completely. I mean, again, the teachings are not hard to understand.
Yes.
We're all involved in being sinners, every one of us, and we need God's grace and forgiveness to continue.
Yep.
But the teachings are very clear, really. And so abortion is a very difficult subject matter, and I pray for any female that feels they need to have an abortion.
Yep.
I think our society doesn't value children as much as it should.
We've made it too easy, haven't we, Ian?
Well, I don't know if it is. I suppose you might say it's easy to get an abortion. It seems to be easy. It cannot be an easy decision for any woman. I don't begin to understand how you come to that decision. And I'm sure there's a lot of women saying at this moment, if they're listening to this, how can you possibly have any comment on it? He's not a woman and not involved in it. And I appreciate
right.
that thought
yeah.
process. I just wish the society could support those women more, and then it might be different. But you can't be right to take a life. You can't. I don't see how it can be right to take a life.
I agree 1,000%, Ian. Hey, thanks for listening in Tryon. I hope to maybe see you when I'm passing through one day.
Very good. Come and see us anytime. You're doing a great job. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ian. Have a great day. 877-235-9405. Joe Biden, in a speech, said, and this was in reference to his change of heart, if you will. He said, "If I believe health care is a right, as I do, I can no longer support an amendment that makes that right dependent on someone's zip code." Now, he's referencing the Hyde Amendment, which he had supported for many, many years as a U.S. senator. And after announcing his presidential aspirations earlier this year, and after coming under some heat, he did an about-face and changed his change his support of the Hyde Amendment, which bars taxpayer funding for abortions. 877-235-9405. Mike in Easley. Good morning, Mike.
Hello, Joey. Mike, your Catholic guy here. Just like the previous callers, the Tibetan guy, Mike, begins at conception. Guys, quiet. Sorry, I got three of my six fosters. Life begins at conception. The next lady, who is a Catholic, didn't become a Catholic, but believed the teachings of the Bible. The Bible, once again, I refer back to the Apostles' Creed, one holy Catholic, universal, and apostolic by the Apostles' Church, the teachings of Jesus Christ. Now, this gentleman, this father, I believe, is absolutely correct. Now, if he was not outspoken about this, would Joe Biden say, hey, I was refused communion by the Catholic Church because of whatever? Or he could have made up something, certainly, just like anybody could. And this is reinforcing the Bible's teachings, you know, whether it be Catholic, Episcopalian, Protestant, you name it. Sometimes I think religion, after Martin Luther, has become politics. Look at today's splintering of politics, you know, as far as, well, the Episcopalians, they were the first to introduce a homosexual priest, which goes 100% against the teaching of the Bible, Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yep.
Plain and simple. Now, forgive the person, but the action is the egregious part, so you have to work on the action, a.k.a. stop the abortions. Don't believe in them. That's the principle behind it. If you have to have one because you are going to die or the baby's going to die, you know, that's that is a ball game all in its own.
And what I said earlier, Mike, as far as, you know, that it's become too easy, I often think that some of these young women use abortion as a form of birth control, and it's just because it's so easy to get an abortion in most parts of the country now. There's, you know, if I get pregnant, I'll just have an abortion. It's just that simple. Now, I know I would have to think and that the decision is not an easy one necessarily. But look, when you've got millions of abortions happening every year, there's something wrong.